It's Monday, February 17th, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. all. What a great way to open up this here episode of the show, The D-Revolutions from Boston, Massachusetts. I've missed those guys. I was playing them on the show a lot. They were releasing a bunch of music for a while there, and then they kind of seemed like they took a break. I think they had a kid. That's what I think happened. But I really haven't looked into it. I might be totally wrong. But anyway, they're back. They got a new song. We just heard it. It's called Sparkle, and I thought it was wonderful. So I hope you liked that, too. The D-Revolutions, Sparkle, very good. Great way to open a show. Okay, up next from San Francisco, California, a band I've never played before. They're called The Reds, Pinks, and Purples, and we're going to hear a couple songs off a couple of different EPs. First, Losing Something from their I Should Have Helped You EP. Then, The Walking Away World from their EP The Record Player and The Damage Done. Good titles, I think, for all this stuff. A little bit long. Anyway, here we go. The Reds, Pinks, and Purples from San Francisco with Losing Something and then The Walking Away World right now on The Sounds of My Head. We'll be right back.
of your ovra, if it's all the same, somehow it takes on a different sheen. Seen from afar in my requiem, we wreck the real year to dream up some angelic relic of falling down like none other, falling down all eager to please, falling down like none other. Reflections lit by brighter light, and it meant just a little bit sad, but add back the laugh track mask, all that falling down like none other, falling down all eager to please, falling down like no other. Just leave me be. In a van down by the river I am.
Americans are always worried that when we lose our freedom, it'll look like the movie Red Dawn with tanks in the streets. That's not how our republic ends. We keep the names on the institutions. We just change what's inside. We still have trials. We just don't have witnesses. And you still subpoena people. They just don't show up. There's still an EPA. It just works for the coal companies now. It's like the way TV channels sometimes completely change format but keep the name. MTV, music television, hasn't had music videos for years. The Learning Channel has no learning. The Learning Channel has Honey Boo Boo and America's Worst Tattoos and Family by the Ton. That's us now. When Rome stopped being a republic, it didn't stop having a Senate. And neither have we. It's just more like student government now. Because that's what dictators do. Russia has a pretend parliament. So does China and North Korea. Just about every week here, I ask some Democrat, what's the plan for dealing with this new paradigm that I believe we're already living in? And invariably, they just laugh it off. But this is not funny. Things are so bad. What I've been thinking lately is, the fact that Bernie Sanders controls an angry mob is actually a positive. Because at least Sanders people will fight. They'll fight Hillary, but it's a start.
Thank you.
All right, let's catch up. After the Reds, Pinks, and Purples back there, we heard Saint Seneca from Columbus, Ohio. We heard a couple songs from a couple singles by the same names as the songs, so I'll just tell you what the songs were called. First, In a Van, and then Winter Breaking. Both excellent songs, both from, again, In a Van single and Winter Breaking single. Then, just before I started talking, we heard the Harmalies from Nashville, Tennessee. They did a song called Don't Panic from their album She Won't Make Sense. Really like that song. I don't love the whole record as much, but I really like Don't Panic. That song really speaks to me. The Harmalies, very good. And not country music from Nashville, so that's kind of nice too. I like it when there's music from Nashville that's not country music. Okay, up next from London, a really great lo-fi indie rock band, The Breakup Haircut. That's the name of the band. We're going to hear a couple tracks off there. What Did You Expect? I Got It Off the Internet EP. Which I think is maybe an allusion to the lo-fi quality of the music, but it's super catchy and great, and I love the lyrics. It's all super fun. So we're going to hear first, Why Can't I Be Cool Enough to Move to Berlin? And then, Mom, I Want to Be a Greaser. Both excellent songs. I really love these songs. I wish they were higher fidelity. I do, because I prefer a little bit better production value than all this. But it's still, you know, what'd you expect? I got it off the internet. Here we go. Breakup Haircut from London. Why Can't I Be Cool Enough to Move to Berlin? And, Mom, I Want to Be a Greaser.
Perfect hair. Nothing.
Okay, let's catch up one last time. After Breakup Haircut back there, we heard the A La La's from Los Angeles, California. Of course, a band I really like, always play a lot of A La La's on the show. Pretty prolific, and this is no exception. They got a new record. It's called Laws, and we heard Keeping Dry and Star, both excellent songs. It was hard to pick because there's a bunch of good ones on the record. So if you like those, if you like everything else by A La La's, do the right thing. Pick up the album. It's good. Then, after the A La La's, we heard Men I Trust. It's a band from Montreal in Canada. We heard the songs Numb and Show Me How, both from her album Onicle Jazz. Apparently, she's super famous. I think that's what I gathered from my niece. My niece, like, went to her show at some festival in Austin or something. And I was like, wait, is this person famous? I thought I was the only person who'd ever heard of Men I Trust. But no, apparently, she's a big deal. So maybe she's, like, the most famous band in the world right now. It's totally possible. And I am not aware of it. It really is totally possible. Anyway, okay, finishing up this year episode of the show, also from Los Angeles, like the A La La's, we're going to hear Freedom Fry. It's a great band. I've never played them on the show, but they got a new album coming out this year, and they've released the first single from it. West Coast is the name of the song, which is fitting because they're from California. So here we go, Freedom Fry with West Coast. And of course, I always love me the duets, which this has got some of that action in it. So enjoy finishing up this episode of the show with Freedom Fry and West Coast.
I'm only
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Sacred Sounds, Mulberry Jam, and Ferris Gallery, all by the A La La's from three different releases. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media or playlists for seasons of the show in Spotify. I got a Spotify thing. You go to it, and there's seasons, like season 15, 16, 17, with all the songs that I play. As the season goes along, I just add the songs to each season. Where available. Not everything's always in Spotify, but most of it is most of the time, so you can get it there and not have to listen to me talk, which is excellent. That was my pitch. This is my long pitch. I usually do a shorter version. What'd you think? Did you like it long? No, probably better short. Okay, we will see you next time on an all-new episode of the show. You can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I think I forgot to say that back there. I was too busy rambling about Spotify. All right, see you next time.